Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Obviously, the midterm elections tomorrow. You have a big column in the paper today about the stakes involved. In fact, 7 points that we should consider heading into tomorrow's election. Number one, and not surprisingly for many, and crucial, the turnout.
Yeah, the turnout's important. If we see a big turnout, that's going to benefit the Democrats. A smaller turnout would help probably the Republicans in some of the state Senate and congressional races. You know, 4 years ago, we saw a suppressed turnout, but speaking to Bruce Giori, a political scientist, a political operative as well, he had said he expects a very big turnout, anywhere between 5.5 to 6 million.
We'll have to see where that goes. Now, the question of at least number two on your list, how high or low can Cuomo go?
All right, a poll came out Sunday, a last-minute poll, showing he still has a 13-point lead, but he's under 50%. He's at 49%. This is a guy with national ambitions running for re-election in the bluest of blue states. If he's somewhere around 50%, that probably could hurt him moving forward if he has any national ambitions for president in 2020. If he ends up in the mid to upper 50s or even low 60s, then you're going to hear his name a lot.
Three, House Blues.
The House, New York, as we said, is a blue state, but a third of its congressional delegation is Republican. It's no secret the Democrats have prioritized flipping the House in their fight against Donald Trump. So the question is going to be, can the Democrats flip a number of seats, a half a dozen or more are in play, or can the Republicans hold those seats and stem any gains in what's believed to be a blue wave? It'll either be a blue wave or a blue ripple.
Another thing we're watching in New York, will this actually be the year that the state Senate goes Democratic? And I guess, and then what will they do with that?
The Republicans have a one-seat majority right now, thanks to a Democrat from Brooklyn who actually caucuses with them. They seem confident they're going to pick up at least one seat or more to take the majority. But we've heard this before. The Republicans say they feel they're in good shape to keep the majority. It'll make a difference in terms of what kind of legislation gets passed, especially early in the session. Democrats have promised right out of the gate to pass legislation to strengthen New York's abortion laws.
Will this be, number five, the year of the woman?
Women make up 52% of the population, but only less than 30% of the state legislature is made up of women, and less than 20% of Congress. You have a record number of women running in New York, so it's going to be interesting to see, especially in the era of the Me Too movement, whether or not they make great gains in the electoral process.
The third parties and their ballot spots.
All parties that need to get 50,000 votes on the gubernatorial line to secure a spot on the ballot for the next 4 years. Otherwise, they have to petition themselves on. But also, if there is a Democratic wave, the conservatives, which are the number three party after the Democrats and the Republicans, they're worried they're going to move down on the ballot from that third spot. They've been running some radio ads urging their supporters and President Trump supporters to vote for Mark Molinaro, the Republican candidate, on the conservative line so they can maintain their ballot status. At the same time, the Progressive Working Families Party is looking to move up. They're urging their voters, even though they kind of held their nose in backing Governor Cuomo as their candidate after Cynthia Nixon lost the primary, they're urging their supporters to vote for the top of the ticket, up and down, on the Working Families Party.
That was number six. Number seven, and finally, who will be the biggest vote-getter among the statewide Democrats?
Who knew? The state comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, who's still not known, well-known among voters, but nonetheless, he had the most votes 4 years ago, even more than Governor Cuomo in his re-election. Will he be able to repeat that? Will Kirsten Gillibrand, who's running for re-election as a U.S. Senator, will she get the most votes on the Democratic side? Most people feel it'll come down to either of those and not Governor Cuomo.
Ken, you also have an exclusive in the paper, and this is a serious story. Church opened a window on old sex cases. Give us an update.
Yeah, the Child Victims Act in New York, which would allow survivors of child sex abuse to seek legal justice, that would give them more time to file criminal or civil complaints as adults, has stalled in the Republican Senate, largely because the Catholic Church and other groups have opposed it, primarily over a provision of a one-year look-back that would open a window that would allow for the state to revive old cases that under current law are time-barred. The church has maintained it could go bankrupt as a result, But now they've opened the door and said they're willing to discuss the issue, whether it's because it looks like the Democrats might take control of the chamber and they want a seat at the table, whether it's the scandals that have befallen the church in the last couple of months in Buffalo and out of Pennsylvania. Whatever the reason is, they have softened a little bit. Exactly how much, we don't know, but they've softened a bit on that issue of retroactivity and allowing survivors who are time-barred under current law to come forward.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. For more, head to nydailynews.com, and there is more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.